Destroy! 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 Company! Destroy! 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 Company! Prosperity! Destroy! Company! Prosperity! Destroy! Company! Destroy! Destroy! Destroy Company! Prosperity! Destroy Company!
Welcome to Ross Purdy Destroys Comedy for another week. I am your host, Ross Purdy. Before I get into today's show, though, I do need to give an update on the controversy within the Melbourne comedy scene. A few weeks back, I was in charge of looking after Wolf Boy. I brought Wolf Boy to a bar open mic, bar staff let him out of the cage, bit off a chunk of a punter's ear, was not very good. And everyone blamed me, but I still am very adamant. I'm very much an admin about the fact that it wasn't me that opened up that cage, it was the bar staff. Bendigo Hotel have come back to me and said, please stop saying stuff about Wolf Boy, or we don't know what you're going on about. We didn't open up any cage. And I just want to say, they've done it again.
Shouldn't you feel partly responsible as you were the one that brought Wolf Boy to the venue?
Well, that's what they're saying. Okay, and I want to get to this. Because recently I was in charge again of looking after Wolf Boy. I felt I redeemed myself. The royalty of Melbourne comedy decided, okay, you can look after Wolf Boy
the
again.
Big wigs.
Yep, they gave it to me. Was at a gig. It bit off a chunk of another comedian on a lineup's leg.
Whoa. Well, that's. I'm starting to, like, why are we even bothering with Wolf Boy anymore? As a community, Melbourne comedy, I think. Maybe it's time to just give up on Wolf Boy, you know? If he's going to keep leading to controversies such as this, biting off comedians' legs and causing rifts within the scene, is it worth even having Wolf Boy around? And don't get me wrong, I love Wolf Boy. I love him. He's a beautiful boy, beautiful wolf. But if these incidents keep happening, you know, something's got to give up.
And that is today's guest, Zach Dyer, who I've brought on to back me up on this. He's had some trouble with Wolf Boy as well.
Yeah, well, like I said, whatever trouble that me and Wolf Boy have had in the past, that's water under the bridge. But in light of this recent incident, I can't keep quiet. I can't hold my silence any longer. I am starting to think it's time to get rid of Wolf Boy.
I am glad you said it.
Yeah.
Because things are going wild on social media.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, I think if you had said that, it would have been a little bit. Because who knows what your agenda is with this latest incident with you and Wolf Boy, you know. But I'm coming from an objective standpoint. I'm from the outside looking in at this particular incident. I don't want to go into the history that me and Wolf Boy share, but we might get into that later in the episode. But
I'll be happy to jump into that.
Yeah. But, at this point, it's like, come on, Wolf Boy, we've given you, I don't know how many chances, but you keep biting off comedians' legs. Or there was that one girl, he bit her arm off. But, you know, he's biting pieces of meat off comedians. And, you know, comedians need all the meat they can keep, you know.
That's the thing, right? Because you can bite off chunks of our leg.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bite off our arm. We need that to hold the microphone.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. That's a great point.
Could you legs useless?
Yeah,
comedically. Comedically, unless you do a bunch of high kicks.
Yeah, unless you're a fucking dancer or something.
Yeah, like no one wants to see a dancer.
Nah, tell some fucking jokes. You know, stop dancing around up there. Actually, now that I'm starting to side with Wolf Boy, maybe we sick him onto these dancing comedians that are a plague amongst comedy these days.
Right, okay. I'm very much just against Wolf Boy in general.
Yeah.
I only brought you on this podcast because I know you're going to be backing me 100%, but
right,
it seems like you're not anymore.
I'm just reacting to just, like, you know, just looking at the circumstances and trying to think of ideas. Because, like I said, I do love Wolf Boy, but I do think we have given him enough chances. But I'm just, you know, I'm always open to the idea of other ways that we can utilize a boy that is part wolf in the comedy scene.
You could make the argument you don't need to look after a wolf boy. New York comedy scene doesn't look after a toad girl or something like that. That's why are we looking after a wolf boy anyway?
Yeah, we have been absolutely cursed with wolf boy, I think. At this point, more trouble than he's worth.
He's just a nephew of some guy at Token, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. He's been grandfathered into the scene, and now no one really knows what to do with him because he's got connections in high places, I think.
So tired of it.
Yeah, I'm over.
I want to get that out of the way now. I don't want this bad, salty business to hang a cloud. A bad, salty cloud over today's show.
No, not at all. Because Nothing worse than a salty cloud.
No. I want a regular pepper cloud.
Yeah. Or a sugary cloud.
Sugar cloud. Mm. You know, give me some of that booger sugar, baby.
Hell yeah, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're speaking my language, Bertie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're snorting that up. We're snorting that up, baby.
We are coked off of our brains.
Oh, man.
I've just been itching to let everyone know that me and Purdy have been here for an hour so far, and we have been doing so much coke. It's crazy.
We have been recording for 7 hours.
Yeah.
And we are just whittling this down to the best.
Yeah, to the absolute gold. And you're welcome, listener. You are welcome.
Yes. Today's guest, Zach Dyer.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing, Zach?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Raw winner.
Yep.
You won Raw.
I did.
Me, personally.
Yep.
I'm more of a SmackDown guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Raw's a bit too like unscripted and real. You like it? You like the Big Show?
Yeah, I like the Big Show. He's one of my favorites.
Yep. Who else?
I do remember... I feel like I remember during your particular year, during your set, you were doing your thing.
Mm-hmm. Not dancing. Telling jokes.
Dancing is not jokes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Vince McMahon
fucking
comes in.
Yep.
Grabs you by the throat.
Yeah, he does.
Puts you in a chokehold. Mm-hmm. Slams you to the ground. You start weeping like a little bitch, don't mind me saying.
I couldn't help it. No, you're correct. I was weeping. I was bawling my eyes out. Yeah.
And he challenged you to a steel cage match with John Cena and Triple H.
Yeah, it was huge. It was a very emotional and traumatic experience to have that happen to me, but also a great opportunity to go against John Cena and Triple H in a cage match. Like, I couldn't believe it, you know? So it was like a silver lining, you know? I got slammed by the CEO, the president of the WWE, formerly the WWF, and he really, you know, it really embarrassed me. But at the same time, I got to go up against Triple H and John Cena in a cage match.
In a way, made you stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. Made me a hell of a lot stronger.
I remember
healed from the injuries.
More emotionally strong than physically strong. You were physically weak.
Oh, yeah. I was like a wet paper bag.
Yeah, just... I remember one of the judges, Steve Bennett, wrote in Chortle, I thought this was a comedy competition. I didn't think it had anything to do with wrestling.
Yeah. Well, he was incorrect, wasn't he? And that show goes to show what he knows about true comedy. It's more wrestling than it is jokes.
Yeah, they're both fake.
Yeah.
People just put on personas.
Mm-hmm.
They bitch slap each other around.
So much bitch slapping. It's unreal.
So many. And just, you know, walk-in songs.
Yeah. Yep. Big entrances, smoke machines. All the people in the audience, they have signs.
Yeah, a lot of John 3:16.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Stone Cold Steve Austin? I miss Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What else? Ladders.
There is a lot of ladders.
A lot of ladders. Too many ladders, in my opinion.
Too many ladders.
That's just my opinion.
And let's be honest, it's only the dancers that are using them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's
kick them out.
Kick them out.
Mm-hmm.
Kick the dancers out of comedy.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of your Raw set right now. I wanted to take a little listen to it.
Yeah, a little trip down memory lane.
A little trip down memory lane to the Raw set.
All right.
All men do it. We have to do it. We are men. It is a man thing. Men
Is this ringing any bells?
Oh, yeah. This is great. And had to conquer women. I see a lot of you get women out there sitting there going, not my man. Yes, your man too. That's just how I feel. Your
man too. You still feel this way, I believe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is inherent in me.
It is very controversial, though.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you're not being controversial,
you're not doing comedy.
That's exactly right.
Hanging out your pussy with a big S on it. Your man's still gonna go fuck somebody else, because he is a man. It is a dick thing. Do not try to understand it. You have to have a dick to understand it.
I remember you were selling t-shirts at one stage. It's a dick thing.
Yeah, yeah, big dick on the front of it.
Yeah.
But it had like a mustache like I do.
Yeah, yeah, so plausible deniability.
Yeah.
All right, I think we've played enough.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just how I feel, and that's what comedy is. You speak your truth into light, and hopefully it's funny, which I thought that was hilariously funny, but also very true.
It's very true.
It is a dick thing.
It is a dick thing. Men conquer. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Clearly.
Yeah, we conquer pussy.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I can't, you know, we can't help it.
It's definitely not something incredibly like outdated. Hasn't caught up with today's society.
No, it's truer than ever, Purdy.
Truer than ever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you, man. You go out in the front lines. You talk about the real issues.
Absolutely. Yep. You wouldn't see fucking Wolf Boy talking about that. One, because he can't talk.
No.
Because he has a muzzle. But if he could, he wouldn't be speaking truth like that.
Even without the muzzle, Wolf Boy just goes...
Yeah.
More like a weird whale than a wolf.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
I try not to.
Try not to think about
it.
It's too traumatizing.
It is very traumatizing? Traumatic.
Traumatic, yes.
What's the deal with words, Purdy?
I don't know. I'm very admin about the fact that words don't really make much sense.
Nah, they're fucking... They're overrated, in my opinion.
Yep.
We should just make noises and just try and figure out what each other is saying via just the tone of the noise and then the body language.
That's like we're going back to caveman times.
Yeah, I think we should go back. Well, you heard my comedy.
Much. You're very much advocating to go back to caveman times.
Yeah.
I think we've got a little more of that.
All right, yeah, chuck it on. I always, you know, I like to listen to it once a week.
Yeah, some people don't like listening to their own comedy.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it, yeah.
I mean, you got to get high off your own supply, you know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely.
You ain't spend all your money on that.
And I ain't. I really ain't.
You don't really be fooling around like that emergency thing, do you?
The listeners can't see the video, but here, you are strutting around.
I'm strutting around,
You are charismatic.
Yeah.
You're owning it.
I've had them in the palm of my hand.
You're owning the misogyny.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, baby, that's just jokes.
And that's what you say all the time when... Baby, it's just jokes.
It's jokes, baby.
Yeah, look, why don't we change this up? Let's talk about something completely different.
Right. Let's talk about something completely different.
All right, let's change the subject.
Yeah. So, what's this thing on the internet people going on about? You made a movie or something, and then they cut it up, and now people are like, release the dire cut?
Yeah. I made this movie, and I put a lot of work into it, man. Like it was a tough slog. It took me 4.5 years.
Wow, that is a long time.
Yeah, it was a lot of shots. It was a lot of hard work. It was a passion project, right? And to get funding, I needed to sell the rights to a production company who I don't really want to name because I don't want to give them any light, you know.
Fair enough.
They hated the original cut. The original it was 5.5 hours long, but it needed to be 5.5 hours long to tell. The story that I wanted to tell, okay? And then they took that. Basically, I got out-lawyered, right? So I thought, you know, I'm a naive sort of guy. you know, I trust people, Ross, you know.
I know, you're very genuine that
way. Very genuine, I trust people, right? And that's my biggest flaw, and this led to my downfall with this movie. It was my biggest mistake, right? So they took this movie from 5.5 hours and they turned it into a 90-minute abomination. It's a different story.
Come on.
You know, the original story was about men and their need to conquer pussy, right? And they changed it into, and you might have heard of the movie.
Right.
They changed this message, this beautiful message for the modern man, they changed it into Finding Nemo.
Oh, was that?
Yeah, that was that.
That was that. Did you get paid for it at least?
I got nothing.
That made buttloads.
Yeah, it made a lot of money, and here I am, I don't have anything.
Oh, that is disappointing.
Yeah.
But people on the internet, they're saying hashtag release for Die Hard.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this, get on Twitter, look up the hashtag, repost, retweet, you know, fucking get a bit of support, and we'll get my masterpiece out there to the people, you know, because they deserve it.
They deserve it.
Yeah.
You know, Hollywood is always about tell a story in 90 minutes or 2 hours at most.
Yeah.
But no. If you want to be a true artist and tell real stories, you got to go deep. You got to go in depth.
Yeah.
You got to scurry in there.
Yeah.
Just bury yourself in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you did. And they didn't appreciate that.
They didn't appreciate that. No. I won't watch a movie if it's under 5 hours long.
No. So you barely watch anything.
No, I don't.
The only movies you watch are the Andy Warhol films where he films the Empire State Building for an entire day. And then another one of his where someone's just sleeping.
Yeah, beautiful films.
Great films.
Beautiful films.
Warhol is your favorite director.
Yeah. He's the best.
He was the best.
He still is.
Still is the best.
Yeah.
What do you think of his golden telephone that allows him to talk to God?
I'd love to use that because I'd like to have a word with God.
Pretty sure Jim Morrison was the last to use that, and he died.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
But did he really?
Maybe he's just on that golden telephone.
Yeah, you don't need to live after you've used the golden telephone that talks to God. You know, or maybe he just did too much heroin and died.
Yeah.
Is that how he died?
I believe it was like liver failure or something. He was a big alcoholic.
Oh, he was an alco, was he?
Yeah.
All right. He was in the 27 club.
Yep.
I recently just turned 28, right?
So No. No way you're going to be in that club now?
No way. I thought you were refuting the fact that I turned 28 for a second.
I was going to. You're clearly 27.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna join the ranks of, who was it, Morrison?
Joplin.
Cobain.
Cobain, Hendrix.
Winehouse?
Yeah, Winehouse.
Yeah. What do you reckon, what's the deal with that, you reckon? Is that just a coincidence?
I think 27 is just the magic number.
Yeah.
Like when you're a renegade, you don't need to live anymore beyond 27.
How old was Jesus?
I think he was 27.
Was he?
Yep. He sermonized all he needed to sermonize.
Yeah.
He preached all he could preach.
Yep. Oh, well, rest in peace, Jesus, in my opinion.
Rest in peace.
You reckon he's coming back?
Well, I don't think he's coming back now.
You don't reckon?
What, would you come back if you were Jesus?
Well, there's a lot of people that say he's gonna.
Who?
Like Jehovah's Witness, I think, say that.
Oh, you can't trust them.
Yeah, actually, that's true. Well, you know, they knock on your door, they tell you a bit about it. But why would they believe that so hard, you know?
If they're so much about peace and love, why have they been knocking on my door?
Yeah, that's not very peaceful.
Leave the door alone.
Yeah.
It did nothing.
That's an aggressive act towards the door, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But damn fools.
What would you do if Jesus come back?
If Jesus came back, I'll say, Jesus, you little bitch.
Oh, you'd staunch
him. Yeah, I will freaking do a heel turn on him, so to speak.
Yeah, right. Yeah, would he be a baby face or a heel, Jesus?
I reckon he'll start off baby face, but then, like, due to circumstances, become a heel.
Turn heel. They all do, don't they? Baby faces basically turn heel.
Yeah, they turn heel eventually.
No one starts as a heel, do they? Or do they?
Maybe like a couple, but like mostly Mostly.
Because that's where the story is. The story's in the turn, isn't
it? It's in the evolution, or the de-evolution, however you want to look at it.
Yep, yep, yep.
I think evil is just evolved.
Evil is evil?
Evil is evolved.
Really?
You know, think about it. EV.
Oh, fuck.
EV.
Holy hell. Yeah, yeah. No, you're right there. You fucking nailed it there, buddy.
Yeah.
I've never thought about it like that. So do you think all evolution is leading towards evil?
Yep. The rapture, the apocalypse, we're going to die.
Is that what the rapture is? Is that Jesus coming? Can I burp on your podcast?
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you.
I burp all the time on this podcast. Yeah. I have no respect for my listeners' ears.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a bodily function, you know. Do you think the rapture is... Well, wait, no. Is the rapture Jesus coming back? Or is that something different?
I'm not up on my Bible mythology.
I thought this was a Christian podcast. You told me that we were going to be coming here to discuss scripture and fucking other Bible shit.
Yeah, that is what I said in the message. We are going to discuss scripture and other fucking Bible shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did change my mind. I converted to Mormonism.
Oh, right.
They kind of believe along the same lines, but different things.
Yeah, Joseph
Campbell. Yeah.
The inventor of the soup as well.
Yeah.
He did a lot of things, that Joseph Campbell.
He sure did. He looked at those plates that said all the things on them.
Yep.
And underneath those plates, a can of soup.
Yeah.
That became Campbell's soup.
Yeah. Incredible stuff, really. What a guy.
What a goddamn guy. So, let's backtrack. Let's go back to the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get your start?
Well, in the beginning... there was only darkness.
Yeah, there was.
And then the good Lord, he said...
yeah, God.
Let there be light.
Yep, and like 7 days, 7 nights.
Yeah, and he fucked around and he made a bunch of shit. And then I came along and I got my start when my parents had sex.
Oh, yeah.
Which led to conception. And 9 months later, I was birthed. Out of my mother, of course, not my father, and that's basically. Ever since then, I've been a person.
Ever since a person, and ever since you were a baby,
mm-hmm.
you were doing comedy.
Oh yeah, I came out and I was shucking and jiving. I had a few zingers. The nurse.
Yep.
I said, "What is this? Some kind of hospital?" I mean, I wasn't good. I was a bad comedian at the start, but still a comedian, you know?
Well, you didn't really know. You didn't have any experiences.
That's true.
You got to have experiences.
To draw from, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, isn't it big out there? It's a giant room. This is a big womb, isn't it? Because I only knew the inside of a womb. So I just thought I'd gone from a small womb into a bigger womb.
And in a way, you did. Because Earth is just a giant womb.
Isn't it?
In the universe.
We're all gestating inside of it.
I'm sorry, I'm turning Pete Holmes into shit. I'm just talking spirituality. I'm doing it so hopefully one day I can just have a HBO show where I can write myself banging a bunch of hot women.
Yeah, that's the goal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah. That would be cool. Do you reckon he really bangs them?
Nah, I reckon not.
It's scripted.
But
it's pretty cool. It looks like he is.
It makes him look like he is.
Yeah.
And
that's all that matters.
Really. He looks cool because he's got all this... He's conquering.
He's conquering.
Like you did in this set.
Yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense.
All right. I want to get into the deep stuff now.
All right.
We got to the start. Yes, the ocean. The ocean.
Mariana's Trench, the deepest part of... Is it Mariana's Trench? They found plastic at the bottom of it recently.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Those damn...
I think the turtles put it there, to be honest.
Damn turtles.
Yeah. All right, now let's get deep. Sorry.
Let's get deep.
I keep derailing you a little bit, I think.
No. This podcast is all about derailment.
All right, yeah, yeah.
It's about nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much. Like Seinfeld.
Yeah. Boom, ba-dum, boom.
Don't. Bow, 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 bow. They won't let me do this podcast in universities because they won't let me do the stuff about the gay French king.
They won't?
They don't laugh at it.
What? Who's the gay French king?
Just like, I was just making a bunch of old man, old man observations about iPhones and social media and stuff. I have young kids just flick their hands on their like iPhones, like just, a gay French king. That thing, and no one was laughing, and I blame it on them and not on the fact that I haven't grown with my audience.
All right, so you've been kicked out of universities. You're like Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, I guess I like to think of myself as Jordan Peterson, the director of Get Out.
Yeah. Great movie.
They told me to get out.
Yep. Oh.
They really did.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Zach, can you name me your top three Zachs?
My top three? Zac Efron.
Okay, yes.
Because we've seen him grow, haven't we?
We really have.
Little boy on High School Musical, and now he's ripped.
He's ripped.
He's so jacked. It's horny shit.
It is. His magnum opus was We Are Your Friends.
Yep.
When he's a DJ trying to find his sound.
Oh, and isn't that the story of all of us?
That's the story. It's my story, at least.
Yeah. But that's all we are in life. We're just a bunch of DJs running around trying to find our sound.
Mm-hmm.
So Zac Efron.
Yep, one.
The Zac from Zac and Miri Make a Porno.
Okay, the character or the actor playing?
The character. So it's Seth Rogen playing.
The actual character.
Yeah.
Okay, I see that.
Yeah, because he's the actor's not Zach. The character is
Zach. Character is Zach. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Just because I think it's fucking cool to make a porno.
Yeah. And he did it out of desperation.
Yeah, and that's, and isn't that, that's unusual for a porn film to be made out of desperation.
Well, they're not particularly known for being made out of desperation. No, and they're turning the cliche on its head.
Yeah. Big time. So I don't know his last name. I haven't seen that movie for a while. So Zac Efron, Zach from Zach and Miri Make a Porno. And my third favorite Zach. Well, they weren't in order, by the way. Actually, maybe they were. Unless I can think of a better one now. Zach. What other, can you think of any other Zachs? I can't think of any.
All right. Okay, Zach. The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. That's Zach.
I never saw that. I think that was a bit after my time.
Yeah, it was. It's for little babies.
Yeah.
It was after you were a baby.
Yeah.
Zach Braff.
Oh, I like Scrubs.
All right, yeah, put that in there.
Do you know, Scrubs is considered, if people have gone back and rewatched it, it's now considered quite problematic.
Well.
A lot of the jokes they made.
Well.
You know.
Isn't that the case of a lot of stuff that was made more than 5 years ago?
Yeah, that's a good point. What other Zachs are there? Zach. There's another guy named Zach Dyer. He has the exact same name as me. He's a country singer from Tennessee. From Nashville.
Really? And that's the persona you're ripping off, isn't it?
Yeah.
The country music singer guy.
Yeah, well, he's taken all the, like, all the social media handles at Zach Dyer. I looked those up, and it's just this fucking idiot. So that's my goal, is to get bigger than him.
Fuck.
Physically.
Fuck you, Zach Dyer.
Yeah, fuck you, Zach Dyer.
The country music singer.
Yeah.
Not today's guest.
Yeah. Let's think of one more Zach.
One more,
There's got to be a very obvious one. Zack Snyder.
Right.
The director.
Right, that guy. What do you think of him?
I didn't like Batman vs Superman, but I don't think, what other movies has he made? I'm not a big movie guy. Are you a big movie guy?
Yeah. I'd say so.
Yeah.
What else has Zack Snyder directed? Just mostly comic book films.
Yeah.
300. Watchmen.
All right, one more Zach.
All right.
Well, how about we just do this for the rest of the episode? We think of Zachs.
I think so. Yeah. I think that's where the gold is.
No, just one more, and then we can think of maybe some Ross from Friends.
That's pretty much the only one.
Yeah. My dad used to work with a guy named Ross.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's also the only one.
I had a friend in high school whose dad's name was Ross.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, really. It's either the name of David Schwimmer characters.
Or old people from my past.
Yeah.
Zach. Nah, let's talk about something else.
I feel like we've hit a wall here.
Yeah, we've run that fucking premise dry, haven't we?
Well, we can run it more into the ground.
All right, let's do that.
Let's drill it more into the ground.
Zach.
Zach Attack.
Yep. That's a good one.
Not a real person.
But it rhymes.
It rhymes, and I said nothing about the fact that they have to be real people.
All right, so we can just make people up. Zach Jones.
Why not? Yeah, Zach Jones. I love Zach Jones.
Yeah, he drives a big car. He drives the biggest car in the world.
The biggest car in the world. Bigger than the Earth.
Yeah.
It fell off the Earth.
Yeah, yeah. So he's just driving it through eternity in outer space now.
And he dead.
Yeah.
Because no human can survive in space without, like, the proper equipment.
Physically, he's dead, but he also is living forever in the hearts and minds of you and I.
Yeah. And some would say his soul is celestially just floating out there along with the biggest car.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Offering guidance to weary travelers that he runs into in the outer fringes of the universe. Zach Jones.
Zach Jones. Love that guy.
Yeah. What else?
So, Zach, I think we're ready to move on.
Okay.
Because I've gotten you on here for, some would say, a nefarious reason.
Oh, fuck. Here we go. The truth is revealed.
The truth is revealed. You got an in with the ABC, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I basically shadow run the ABC, man.
He shadow runs the ABC. Yeah.
I've got them in the palm of my hand.
And everybody knows, everybody knows that today's date is December 30th.
It is.
I'm holding up a newspaper right now with today's date on it.
I can see it.
Can you confirm it?
It says December 30.
December 30. And it is the day before December 31st, ABC's famous New Year's Eve broadcast.
Yep.
I want to get in on that.
Okay.
I want to host it.
You want to host?
I want to. We can co-host it if you want.
No. I'll give you the shine, mate. I stay in the shadows.
You stay in the shadows. Yeah. You shadow run it.
Yeah. Who usually hosts it?
Oh, who's it? That guy from The Weekly.
Pickering.
Pickering.
Charlie.
Charlie.
Yeah. Get him. Fuck off. Fuck him off.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you, do not say.
Do you want him dead?
We don't need him dead.
Okay. Just not on the show.
Just not on the show.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Is it true that if you say Charlie's hiding in the trees, some veteran comes and accidentally hits him in the head?
Yeah. Or they bayonet him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they throw him in a booby trap that's like sticks over a hole, and there's spikes in the hole. It's awful stuff, really.
It is terrible. It says a lot about how we treat the mental health of our war veterans.
Yeah. So we'll get rid of Charlie Pickering, and then we'll slot you right in, Purdy. That shouldn't be an issue, mate. Leave that with me, and I should be able to get you in there. Sweet. I mean, it's last minute, because it is tomorrow.
It is literally tomorrow.
But
I'm ready.
Like I said, I fucking run the ABC, mate. So, you know. And even with the funding cuts, that's made me even more powerful.
You only need a paper bag with maybe like $5 and a pizza coupon to run the ABC, I like to say.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll get him out. We'll get you in, Purdy. Can you give us a little test. Like, give me a little segment of you hosting the New Year's Eve broadcast on ABC.
All right, here we go. Okay. We're about to go live, okay?
Yep.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, 3.
Dave reminds us that everything moves.
Here we go.
Circles.
There we go. Woo, it's 2020 New Year's Eve, the Sydney Harbour. We're here right now. Oh, the fireworks, they're going crazy. Oh man, I'm Russ Purdy. I'm hosting on their ABC, I like to say. Because it really is their ABC, not ours. And I want to take the time to just make a little us versus them kind of divide politically. It's really helping our country. It's their ABC. Wow, this is nuts. This is crazy. This is like Vietnam all over again. Just don't say Charlie's hiding in the trees, because the former host of this, Charlie Pickering, he hid in trees, and he would say Charlie's hiding in the trees, and a veteran would climb up and, you know, bayonet him, and it was no good. I think that's actually why he can't host this year. He can't, okay. And everyone's going wild, we're here! Woo! Oh man, the night is yours, everyone. The night is yours. Okay. Okay, now we got to go live to a performance from some guy.
Father of mine, he gave me this message so I could share it with you. Minigari Mugu Bemu Mugu Wianga. We all have one earth.
I gotta tell you, everyone, the feeling is very inspirational right now. The message he's giving, it's very inspirational. I'm looking forward to getting into the year 2020.
Wounded brave.
Oh, he's still going. The feeling is that he's still going here.
Let's move together and sing out loud. Nawala. Mimugurubuni Yananun Ninarigai Ganamanui.
Gotta admit, I'm not gonna try and
do not close your eyes.
Okay, he's saying don't close your eyes, but feet on fire. Does that count blinking?
Let's pay respects to elders past and present.
Okay, we're paying all respects right now.
Not through words, but with actions.
Okay.
In this new year.
Alright.
Welcome.
And now there's a bunch of dancing happening.
Nah, cut, cut. No dancing.
No dancing.
No dancing. Up you're until right. That, perfect.
Right.
You're perfect for the role.
Totally respectful.
Absolutely.
To what was being done.
Yeah, no, big time. Very respectful. And I agreed with everything he was saying. Never close your eyes.
No, definitely not.
Never, ever close your eyes.
And blinking is closing your eyes, so don't blink.
Yeah, don't blink. Get some eye drops. Use some eye drops every time your eyes get dry. But yeah, no, I think we can definitely have Charlie Pickering killed and you replace him.
Whoa, let's not get him killed.
That's what you wanted, yeah?
No, just don't give him this gig.
Oh, fuck. All right, well, it might be too late because I've already sent a text message. So
this, really?
Yeah, this could be a little bit...
Is there a host for the weekly lined up or is that free for the taking?
I guess... I mean, it's free now if I can't get this hit called off.
Hold on, wait a minute. I think I got something planned for this contingency.
All right.
Okay, hold on. Does it have to be the weekly or can it be the Gruen transfer? Can you give Will Anderson the weekly and I'll just have the Gruen transfer?
Okay. I think I can do that. Like I said, I pull all the strings at ABC, mate. And, you know, you've been kind enough to get me in here today so I can promote my director's cut of my movie. So I'm willing to do anything that you want to do. I'll get you in on the Gruen transfer, mate. You can do the New Year's celebration.
All right, here we go. All right, okay, I'm going to ape Will Anderson now. So I'm going to walk into the studio, the set, do a little whole thing where I'm like, I can't believe the audience is here.
Yep.
When it's like disingenuous. I mean, mm-hmm. You know that audience is going to be
of
there.
Of course, it's a live studio performance.
It's a broadcast. You knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I walk over. Hi, everyone. I'm Ross Purdy. I'm the new host of the Gruen Transfer.
Woo!
Yeah, all right. Okay, today we are going to talk about ads.
Yep.
And how marketing is cool.
Yep.
And how capitalism is A-okay.
It's the best.
It's great. It's the only system we've tried.
Yep. And isn't it working well?
It's working well.
Everybody is thriving.
It's thriving. Great. Let's cut to just an ad, like a funny little ad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can we think of a funny little ad?
Yep. Have you got one? Wait, oh, here it is. Are you having trouble sleeping at night? Well, try these extra strong sleeping pills. Usually, you'll put sleeping pills in your mouth, but these extra strong ones, they go right up your butt. For a good night's sleep, take butt pills extraordinaire.
Wow, what an interesting ad.
Wasn't that, I've never heard of a sleeping pill that you put up your butt.
A suppository of sleep.
Yeah.
As it were.
Do you have trouble sleeping at night?
Not really.
Well, you should try these sleeping pills anyway.
All right,
just,
cool.
Just, you know.
Just overdose on them, maybe?
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
Cool.
Are you 27?
I am 27 in 5 months.
Oh, right. Well, so, you know, what a perfect time. On your birthday, slip 4 to 5 butt pills, suppositories into your butt and sleep forever. Become a legend. Become a martyr of podcasting and advertisement.
I really hope Joe Rogan hasn't already done that.
Yeah, you got to beat him to the punch.
Fat fucking guy.
Yeah, fuck. How about this fucking Joe Rogan guy?
I wanted to call my podcast for Joe Rogan Experience, but he had none of it.
You should call it the Joe Rogan Experience 2.
Yeah, he has no copyright on the number 2.
No, that's exactly right. It's a completely different show.
It's public domain to number 2 at this point.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine if you weren't allowed to use the number 2 at all.
I can't fathom a world.
Nah.
I can't think of it.
Nah.
I can't think of a world that would be like that.
Yeah, it'd be pretty lame, wouldn't it?
It sucks so much.
Yeah, it'd be fucking brutal, man. Don't get me upset. Just talk about it.
I think I'm getting a little ahead of myself, putting myself into the Gruen transfer. I need to think about this New Year's broadcast.
Yeah, well, let's okay. Take it one step at a time.
Okay. So we need to think. We need to think of what are you looking forward to most in 2020?
I'm looking forward to being in a year where there's instead of 4 different numbers, there's only 2 different numbers twice. 2020. That'll be pretty cool.
Right. Really saves up on numbers.
Yeah.
Well, letters are kind of like sort of reverse numbers.
They are a little bit, aren't they?
Maybe.
Well, you can use letters to describe numbers, but you can't use numbers to describe letters.
No, definitely not.
And that's just the fucking truth, Purdy.
All right. Top 3 songs of 2019. Let's go.
My top 3 songs?
Yeah.
The Happy Birthday song.
That is a great song that came out this year.
Gangnam Style.
That's a great tune. That,
yep. Oppa, Gangnam Style.
Great stuff.
And the third top song of 2019. Did you say 2016?
Flip for 6 the other way. 2019.
Oh, 2019. Happy Birthday, Gangnam Style, and Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Well, that does get the people going.
Yeah. Whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa, living on a prayer. What a beautiful tune.
That's great.
Is that another ad for the Gruen transfer?
It was, but I think I got a little ahead of myself.
All right, no worries.
All right, okay.
Classic.
Okay, here we go.
Open Gangnam Style.
2020 New Year's Eve. We're here now. This is the top song.
Top song of 2019.
What's old is new again?
Yeah, yeah, that's how it works, man. How long until the countdown?
Wait, hold on, let me look. Too long.
Too long, alright. Well, how are we going to pass the time, man?
You when this song came out?
I was in my room and I was like searching for the perfect song, and then all of a sudden it presented itself to me.
It was this
song. Yeah,
wow.
I spent years years looking for the perfect song.
Well, music peaked with this song, I feel.
Absolutely. It got a billion views.
Billion views can't be wrong.
No, they can't. Open Gangnam Style. It's just an absolute banger, mate.
It's a banger. It's a mash.
It's both a banger and a mash, banger, which is very rare.
Banger and a mash.
Mm.
Psy was very famous for dressing up in dresses.
Yep.
Which trying to get out of the military with a Section A.
The peak of comedy.
Great.
A man wearing women's clothing. Doesn't get funnier than that.
Yeah, to prove he's crazy as well.
Yeah.
Definitely has aged well.
Zany.
Oh, get me out of the army.
Yeah. What a move.
Ah, great. Yeah, he's just playing chess and he checkmate all of us.
Yeah, he's playing 3D chess. What is 3D chess? Have you heard that saying? People say he's playing three-dimensional chess. And you're like, what the fuck is that?
Isn't that just regular chess?
No,
like it's not 2D.
Well, no, I think the 2D is the board, right? The board is two-dimensional. There's up and then there's across.
But the pieces.
The pieces are three-dimensional.
Yeah.
But there's a... Well, I guess you're right, yeah. I don't know. Unless you're playing with pieces of paper that, like, they represent the rook and the pawn and the queen, the king, the bishop...
The bishop.
And the knight.
The knight.
Is that all the pieces?
I believe that's all the pieces.
Yeah. What about the castle's the rook, isn't it?
Yep. This is a great time to just keep the time passing until it's 2020.
Yeah. I'm counting down the seconds.
Okay, here is my top three songs of 2019.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Lizzo.
Yep. I like boys, big boys, little boys, yeah. boys, other boys, big boys, small boys, tiny boys, incredibly minuscule, microscopic boys, and also big boys, big giant boys, little boys, fat boys, little tiny boys, that song, great song.
Yeah, two, Lizzo and her DNA test.
Oh, I took a DNA test, turns out I'm a big boy, little boy, tiny boy.
That was the song, it was the sequel.
Yep.
Okay, number three or one. What way was I going?
Is it one or three?
One.
Yeah.
Lizzo and the fact that she does not like the working class.
Doesn't she?
No, she slammed the Postmates delivery driver on Twitter.
Yeah, she dragged the Postmates. I remember that. Yeah. She likes big boys, little boys, big boys, but not working class boys.
No, screw that.
Yeah. So are you pro Lizzo? For that stance?
Yes, very much so.
Postmates? That's just Uber Eats or something, yeah.
Yeah, it's like an American...
Yeah.
Like they send you stuff. I think it's a variety of stuff.
But it's the same sort of concept.
Yeah, just...
But just for anything?
Anything, really.
What would you Postmates if you could Postmates anything in the world?
My dog Nibbles.
Yeah? What if you're at home with your dog Nibbles?
Well, I wouldn't be at home with my dog Nibbles because... Nibbles...
Wait, its name's Nibbles or Nibbles?
Nipples.
Nipples. All right.
The dog was born with two extra nipples.
Really?
Yes.
How many nipples does it have?
Eight.
Aren't dogs meant to have like... I thought dogs are meant to have like 32 nipples anyway.
No, I've got six.
Oh, okay. All right. I was mistaken. But it's born with two extras.
So eight.
Does milk come out of them?
Milk does not come out of the extra nipples.
But it...
Blood does.
All right.
It is very unhealthy.
But you've sucked on all of them.
Sucked on all of them. Yeah,
milk.
That's how I know.
It went milk, blood, milk.
Well, you know, for nipples, the saying is milk, blood, lemonade, around the corner fudge is made.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. There's nothing false about that statement.
Not at all. That is the song.
So if you were here right now and you're like, oh, fuck, I feel like sucking on my dog's nipples. My dog nipples. You'd be like, get on Postmates. Can you bring my deformed dog here so I can suck its tits a bit more because I'm thirsty for blood and milk?
And then they would say, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. But then, and if they did that, if they refused, then you could be like Lizzo and drag them on social media.
I plan to.
Yeah.
What time is it now?
I don't know.
Shit! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year! The perfect song to bring in the new year.
Da 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 da.
Should old acquaintance
be forgot to mine?
Should old acquaintance be forgot? And days of
Happy New Year, Ross.
Oh man, Happy New Year, Zach.
What a year we're gonna have together.
I know, it's gonna be wild. It's gonna be crazy.
It's gonna be beautiful, mate. I can't wait.
And Happy New Year to you, listeners.
Happy fucking New Year, listeners. We do this for you, you know.
For you, no one else.
We're out here grinding our bones to dust podcasting and just so you can listen. So
I've done so much DMT just to try and keep up with Joe Rogan.
Yeah, we've been smoking DMT this whole time. Like, once the coke ran out, yeah. I was like, fuck Birdie, we've got no more coke, mate. What are we gonna do? He said, Zach, never you mind, my friend. And he pulled out the biggest bag of DMT I've ever seen, and we've just been chuffing that steady the whole time.
Some would say it has damaged our brains for life.
Some would say that, but those people are wrong.
I don't like them at all.
Nah, they're no good. Then they don't listen to Joe Rogan, obviously.
Definitely not.
So that's why they're wrong.
Alright, so we're going to submit that to the ABC.
Yeah.
And they can just broadcast, I guess, this entire episode.
Of course, yeah. That's not a problem. I think because this is, what, like a 1 hour podcast?
Yeah, about that.
And that broadcast is about 6 hours or something?
Yeah.
So we'll just stretch it out.
Oh, I was right. You know how you can stretch out sound so it's like, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, do that for 6 hours.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. The ultimate show.
You got anything to plug, Zach?
I do. I have my own podcast at... on Instagram, the tag is at Big Strong Cool Pod. The podcast is called Big Strong Cool. It's a weekly advice podcast with comedians Matthew Vasquez and Andrew Portelli. I have an Instagram page. Follow me there at Local Funny Man. Same as Twitter at Local Funny Man. And that's it. That's all I have to plug.
What have you learned on your comedy journey?
I've learned that wolf boys should not be around comedians.
Definitely not.
They're no good. What have you got to plug, Ross?
What have I got to plug? Well, this podcast is going to keep going.
Mm-hmm. It's a great... I've had so much fun here, mate. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. I think you're one of the first guests to actually listen to it.
And then...
listen to a previous episode, then done it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't listen to too much because like you said before we started, you wanted to keep me in the dark a little bit. And I love the dark.
That's where the best interviews happen.
Yeah.
I believe Johnny Carson put a burlap sack over his head.
I mean, you can't see it because you're listening. This is to the listeners. It is pitch black in here. I don't even know what Purdy looks like today.
No, definitely.
He might have got a haircut. I wouldn't have a clue.
Zach might have had a haircut. I don't know.
It's pitch black and it's like a cave. Not a skerrick of light.
It's like the... a K version of a burlap sack, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect description.
All right. It's 2020 now.
Yep.
Let's do what all Aussies do when it hits New Year's Day.
Yep.
And get way too drunk.
Yeah, woo!
Let's do it!
Yeah, let's...
With coke and DMT, we're going to die tonight, Zach.
We are going to die, and I'm going to die a happy man, Ross Purdy.
Ross Purdy, that's coming in!